Five migrant families are suing the federal government over what they call the ongoing trauma they suffered as a result of being separated by immigration authorities at the Arizona border last year. The lawsuit filed last week in U.S. District Court in Phoenix says five of these mothers were separated from their children for at least 2 months and had little to no communication with them in that time. For more on this, I got a hold of Emma Winger, an attorney with the American Immigration Council and one of the attorneys on the case, and I asked her what the legal argument is that they're making on behalf of these families.
There are two legal claims, though it's hard to, boil down the devastating facts into the legal issues. But the two main legal arguments are that the government intentionally inflicted emotional distress on these families, that the family separation policy was created in order to deter future immigrants, and that they did this intentionally to cause trauma to try to prevent others from seeking refuge in the United States.
So tell us a little bit more about these five families. Who are they, and generally, what happened to them?
Sure. So we have five mothers and young children, children as young as five, all of whom were fleeing violence, persecution in their countries, who came to the U.S., brought their children here seeking safety, and almost immediately upon arrival were separated. Mothers were told that their children would be taken from them. They were not told where their children would be taken. They were not told when they would see their children again. They were sometimes mocked as they cried for their children, as they cried about losing their children. One officer said, today is a happy day. It's Mother's Day, as women were crying over losing their children. And then these young children, many of whom had never been on a plane before, were placed on planes and sent to locations thousands of miles away. Of course, the children also didn't know where their mothers were. And this has had devastating impact on both the mothers and the children, harm that they really suffer with today and that they will continue to grapple with for the rest of their lives.
Right. So that's sort of goes to the heart of this lawsuit as well, that this is ongoing damage, ongoing trauma that these families have suffered. What is the lawsuit specifically seeking?
So the lawsuit is seeking monetary damages. We've asked for $3 million for each of the plaintiffs in our administrative claims. And so in our lawsuit, we're asking the court to grant monetary damages to help these families to some degree, to the degree possible, recover from the trauma by providing support for medical treatment and mental health treatment and all the things that they will need to try to cope with what they are suffering and continue to suffer.
Is this the first lawsuit of its kind on behalf of families who were subject to this family separation policy?
It is one of the first. It is the first brought on behalf of both mothers and children.
So if you're successful in this, what kind of broader effects might this have? And is that part of your intention in filing this suit?
Yes, it's certainly the hope. It's our hope and it's our client's hope that if the government is forced to be held accountable for what it has done, that it will not do it in the future. And we know that it is still, that family separations are still happening. We know that children are still being taken from their parents at the border. And the hope is that if the government is held accountable and faces some penalty for what it has done, that it will be, that it will think twice before it ever does it again.
All right. That's Emma Winger, an attorney with the American Immigration Council and one of the attorneys on this case. Emma, thank you for joining us this morning and to tell us about this.
Sure, of course.
We also reached out to the Department of Homeland Security about the suit and have not heard back yet.